Hello and welcome to episode 167 of Speak Beastie for December 25th, 2022. This very merry episode coincides with our 7th anniversary, December 20th, so to celebrate, we asked our staff and listeners for some of their favorite memories from the last 7 years. We hope you enjoy this walk down memory lane.
Hi all, it's Amy. 7 years, the most magical number. Where do we even begin? This podcast has brought me so much joy over the years, from cheering on my friends who were part of the original squad to launch the show off the ground, to guest hosting, to now hosting and producing the show alongside my fearless producer counterpart, Anne. If I had to choose some top memories from my time with Speak Beastie, I would have to say, right up there, is the night we got early access to the Secrets of Dumbledore trailer. I was at work when I was sent our early access copy of the footage, and let me tell you, it was very, very hard to maintain control of myself through the day after I'd seen it, and I had absolutely no one to talk to about it. I couldn't talk to anyone because technically I was under NDA, and that was a tough shift to get through. I wasn't even able to tell our crew why I needed them to get on an emergency phone call that night and be ready to record because I couldn't put it in writing. I had to wait until we were actually talking to each other to tell them why I needed them to do that. And let me tell you, Shannon shrieked. But we got on that Skype call that night, and it was a really late night, but I was finally able to tell them that we had a trailer. And just their reactions in that moment and all the excitement that I had felt and finally being able to, like, talk to them about it. We were on the Skype call. It was me, Anne, Shannon, and Marjolaine. And we're on Skype watching this trailer together through my screen share. Which this is that infamous moment where we thought that the chillin' by the little pool in Grindelwald's basement was a stool. We're like, is that a creature? No, it's definitely just a footstool. Yeah, it wasn't a footstool. But we were trying to watch this over Skype and screen share, and yeah, things got lost in translation. But we're watching that, and just the excitement and being able to see all of our faces, because we had our video on during that call, being able to watch everyone react in real time as we're watching that trailer together, and just the amount of excitement that was on that phone call is unmatched for me. I think it was just the fact that we had waited so long for anything, really, and that we finally had a trailer, you know, let alone like some clips. We had a full-blown trailer. And it was just finally here, and it looked so good, which was such a relief. So it was like that excitement and the relief of, oh my gosh, thank God this is actually going to be a good movie after we've waited this long for it. And we're just so happy and just so overwhelmed. And just that's one of those moments I will always remember, and just that feeling, that really like just happy and excited feeling, which I feel like is at the root of why we do this and why we love the series. It's just the excitement and all of that stuff, and just the fact that we didn't lose that and it was still there, and even more so because I think we'd waited so long for it. And, you know, obviously anytime we get to have a special guest pop on the show is also a memorable moment and a great time. I've been incredibly lucky to be on episodes with Dan Fogler, Chris Rankin, Peyton Kennedy from Grey's Anatomy and Everything Sucks, Robin Guyver, who gave us insight into the puppetry that goes into the creatures of the films, and our most recent guest, Victoria Yates, who breathes life into the indispensable Bunty Broadacre. But besides those big moments and the flashy moments of, you know, guest coming on the show or attending events or whatever. You know, those are those big moments that obviously come to mind, but the best bits of what we do is talking and laughing with our friends, which is what it is every time we sit down to record. My favorite memories of all time are those little moments where we just kind of lose it and really can't rein it in when we're trying to record, or, you know, someone I would have never known if not for this show reaches out to me because they know I'm just having a really rough day or week. And those are the things you can't measure. And those are the things that mean absolutely everything. So those are some of my favorite memories. But what about you, our listeners? Well, we asked some of our Patreon subscribers for their fond recollections of the pod, and I've got a comment here from Anne S. from the Speak Beastie Common Room. And Anne says, quote, "We all know the Niffler's name is Pastries. I don't care what the movie claims. So many newt cases, so many wonderful theories." And Anne, thank you for listening, and thank you for all of your support. So let's raise a glass to 7 years of opening the newt case, and let's dive in once again in 2023. Talk to y'all next year.
Hello, Speak Beastie listeners. This is your host, Jeff. I was asked to provide a memory of Speak Beastie that is important to me. But if you've listened to the show before, you know that I am rarely a person of few words. So I have provided a short list. These are some of my favorite memories of Speak Beastie from the past couple of years. My very first episode, where Marjolin, Ario, and I discussed the last 10 minutes of Crimes of Grindelwald, which was also my first podcast episode ever. Our crossover episode with WZRD Radio, where I was introduced to my wonderful friend Bess, and it changed my life. The Google Hangout meeting we had to discuss who should play Gellert Grindelwald after the role was taken away from Johnny Depp. When we started reading The New Adventures of Newt Scamander as a Patreon bonus. I promise we are going to finish it soon. Recording footage from our Secrets of Dumbledore teaser and explaining to the theater employees why we were doing it. And playing Among Us with everyone over Zoom and trying to pretend I wasn't terrible at it.
7 years of Speak Beastie. Wow. How can I choose one memory? That's impossible. So I have lots of memories. So first, as a listener, I have to say the episode 100. It was such a special, special episode. So yeah, I absolutely love it. Still now. And I also have the memories of the bonus episode we saw Fantastic Beasts very early on. It was the first reaction after some of the hosts saw the movie, and it was very emotional to finally have the confirmation that this movie that we were so excited and we were waiting for was actually good. So yeah, very special episode. And as a host, I feel so privileged and so lucky to have been able during the years to do so many great interviews. And I, of course, remember the face-to-face with William Nadilam, which was absolutely amazing, talking about where we both grew up with Poppy. That was very special. And all the anecdotes from set, from the adorable Joshua Shea, and of course, the last one with the amazing Victoria Yates, that was very, very special. And I also have in my mind all the moments when I was up in the middle of the night for special events, like when we got the trailer for Secrets of Dumbledore and we analyzed and saw it for the first time together. And for me, it was the middle of the night. That was very, very, very special and so fun. And I also have a lot of memories outside of the episode. So I want to mention the common room, especially the detective work that we did with Igor, which was the best of us. And all the research I did about Paris for Crimes of Grindelwald. That was so fun for me to share that with you. And of course, our correspondent hangout with Sophie, Mel, Juliana, the two Jens, Ali, Eve, I love this girl so much. And yeah, that's one of the best things that Speak Beastie brought to me. That's this group of fantastic girls. And of course, being able to hug Anne at Disneyland Paris last summer after so many years talking through the mice, that was so special. And yeah, my best memories and my summary for these 7 years is what I think Shannon said sometimes. It was the real fantastic beast or the fantastic friends we find along the way. So yeah, that's my memories. The memory from Sophie, I quote, "How many is too many? I think I go with the one that popped up the moment I read your post, which is when Michael sang the Cincinnati song in episode 49, when Sam, who is not from Cincinnati, was guest host. It was random. It was out of nowhere. It was beautiful."
What is up, Speak Beastie listeners? It is one of your hosts, Lizzie P., formerly Lizzie S., and I just have to say, I can't believe we're here at our 7th anniversary, our 7th birthday. You know, they say 7 is the most magical of numbers, and it truly feels that way, because I've been so lucky to have been with this show since its inception, all the way back, those 7 years ago, and my life is completely different from who I was back in 2015. I had just started dating my now husband, which is absolutely insane. And there was a lot of different people involved. And I'm trying to think of my favorite memories. And I think some of them, you know, they sadly involve people that aren't here anymore. But I think that's also what makes this show special, is that we've had so many incredible hosts and guest hosts to join us and keep this show growing and full of love. I will never forget when our former editor, Igor, he had put in the trailer audio for, I think it was Crimes of Grindelwald, or it might have even been the first film, into our episode, and I had just gotten into work. I was commuting into Manhattan at the time from my house on Long Island, and I just pulled into Penn Station. It's one of the busiest train stations ever, especially for commuters, and as I was walking through Penn, I just listened to the audio of the trailer, and it just felt so incredibly magical to be in New York City in the premise of where the film was. So obviously this had to have been film number one then, if it was taking place in New York City. And it just made me have the chills and almost tear up a little bit, that I almost could, you know, take some time to identify and feel like I was part of that universe by being in the same city where these adventures were going to take place. And that's just such an incredibly special memory for me. I think another amazing moment was our 100th episode. For those that have listened to it, it was definitely a very interesting one to finagle together. Just behind the scenes, I was grouping all of our hosts and editors and social media staff at the time into different groups, figuring out time zones when everybody could record and how to like segue segments. And it came out so fantastic, pun. And it was just a really special moment that I was able to help bring that to life. I mean, there are just so many amazing moments that have taken place within this show, getting to attend, you know, premieres on the side, getting to go to early screenings. Every moment that I've discussed with my amazing co-hosts about the film and what we thought was going to happen, what actually happened, the text messages I've sent Amy after these films have come out, of me just freaking out. The fact that I missed my subway stop because I was living in Queens when the second film came out, and I was so enraged with everything that had happened and confused and just all over the place. I just completely missed my subway, so I had to get off and completely go back uptown to go downtown. This show in general has just been really special to me, and I can't believe that it's seven. I feel like I've blinked, and the world has just gone by. Not to get too cheesy, but there is something really special about being there from the start, and then all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, oh, we're way past 100 episodes now, and we are filming a special for our seventh anniversary. I don't know. I just feel very lucky to have been part of this show for so long, to be a part of the social media team, to have an incredible team like Jeff, Liz, and Valerio, and past team members who have worked with me to make things fun. All the hosts that have gone along with my ridiculous content ideas, like making the Lion King It Is Time video for when Secrets of Dumbledore came out. But those are like the fun ones. I mean, obviously, I can't help but, mention every chance I've had an opportunity to speak with our special guests. Dan Fogler is incredible. Victoria Yates was absolutely wonderful. And this episode should be the one that comes out like right after hers. So I hope you all really enjoyed that. It was so special getting to chat with her. And just every single person that has taken their time to join our show to, let us into their world, the filmmaking process, and just give us some more insights. I know it's been a hard time to be a Fantastic Beasts fan as of late, but those are the moments where I think it's really special that we're able to make them feel special as well by highlighting them and calling them out and wanting to bring positivity and attention to all the amazing things that they do. But in general, I've just had an amazing time with this show. And it sounds like I'm talking as if the show is over, which it's not. But I just have to say thank you to all of the amazing producers that have been with us for the entire time, to our show creator, to all of our past editors, my team, my coworkers, yeah. Definitely my favorite coworkers that I've dealt with over the last 7 years of my working life. And just thank you to you guys for continuing to listen and to even get us to 7 years, because we couldn't keep going if it wasn't for you guys. Definitely my favorite moments are always when, we feel like we're really doing something for all of you, because of course it's fun for us to just talk, but to actually be able to connect with all of you, even just being able to like do panels at MistyCon, and oh my God, our New York Comic Con panel, that was such an incredible day. And I know I'm using the word incredible a lot, but like I've never felt more cool in my lifetime to be sitting there with my Starbucks with a big microphone and my name on a card, and just to be chatting about everything with all these people that showed up in the heart of New York City. And so I hope that Speak Beastie gets to have at least another 7 years, whatever this, next road looks like for us. But thank you all for just listening and for coming along with us and helping us get to year number seven. We're basically about to graduate from Hogwarts, and that's pretty dang cool. Who knows what we'll do next out in the world, but I couldn't be more grateful to have spent it with all of you. So that's my ramble, and I hope you're all having a wonderful holiday season. And again, just thank you so much for being part of our podcast family. Can't wait to talk to you guys soon about more and more and more things. Fantastic.
Whether you're a Dapper Dan or a Flapper. Wait, hang on, no. No. Wrong segment. Hi, this is your current editor, Catherine Lewis. I have favorite moments as well, and I think I'm allowed to get on here. Not usually. I'm usually on the opposite side. So I have, in my opinion, some different favorite moments that I don't think would be quite as expected as some of the other favorite moments. Because I get to edit the blooper reel. Oh my gosh. Oh, the bloopers. Oh, the sneezes. Oh, the coughs. Oh, the drinks, the the dogs, the birds, the cats, the cars, the music, the neighbors, the friends, the Uber Eats, the deliveries. I get to hear all of it. And if you are a Patreon supporter, you get to hear all of it as well. Because I think early on in my quote career, I made it pretty clear that I include everything. So if you don't want it to be on the blooper reel, don't say it. Anyway, the jokes, the silliness, the off-topic rants that I get to include that are not necessarily included in the main episode, I love those. And even though I'm not a host and I don't get to actually discuss my thoughts, et cetera, with the hosts, I still feel that I am part of it. Like they're my friends and that I'm just listening to my friends talk. Hopefully this is how you feel as a listener as well, that you're just listening to your buddies discuss a topic that you love and I just get to edit it, which is one of my favorite things to do. I actually started with Speak Beastie on episode 69. Training with Igor, who was amazing in helping me get started. And boy, oh boy, I actually have some worst memories of the 7 years because I think it was maybe the second episode that I did. The listeners would never know, but everyone behind the scenes did. My computer crashed. I did that episode and edited it. And I think it was one of the really long ones, like the 2 hour, 2.5 hour. And that could be why my computer died, but I edited that episode 3 times all the way through. And every single time at the end of it, my computer crashed. And I literally cried my eyes out for like an hour. It was the worst experience of my life. I was so afraid that my first episode, it may have been my second episode, but I was a failure before I had even begun. And, you know, how did I get this job? I don't deserve this. And it was awful. It was awful. So if you wanted to listen to episode, I believe it was 70 or 71, just know that there were literal tears behind that episode. Thankfully, that hasn't happened, but maybe one or two other times in my Speak Beastie career. But I think I've been with the Beasties for, I think, 5 years this coming January, maybe? It is? Regardless, it has been an excellent time, whether producers, hosts, common room, staff room, it doesn't matter. Like, I am so honored to be part of this entire production team that we have here. And I will always say bless them because it is voluntary. I just absolutely love you guys and appreciate you continually letting me be part of your little family. So happy 7 years. And as Amy said in the beginning, cheers. Hopefully you are celebrating with your friends and family during this season and sending lots of love from your editor-in-chief because I'm the only one.
Hello, it's Shannon. That's crazy, 7 years. That's so many years. And to think in that time we got 3 movies. That's actually not a bad track record. In terms of favorite moments, I've talked about it before, but not in a published episode, but the original test recording I did with Aaron and Ariel was really fun. And it just was like, doing that, I could tell, like, okay, this is going to work. This is going to be fun. And then, of course, I had fun doing Drunk Serafina, obviously. And that whole episode was just generally a really good episode. So that, Drunk Serafina aside, that whole episode, I should have looked up what episode it was, but that was one of my favorite discussions where we talked about the characters of color in this series. Katie says, Drunk Serafina! Cracks me up every time, laugh emoji. And holy crap, 7 years? That doesn't seem possible. Happy early anniversary, y'all. Thank you, Katie. I think Dipper is saying thank you, too. I don't know if you can hear him snorting. Oh, I should do a Drunk Serafina bit. Hi, it's me, President Serafina Pickery. what is my favorite moment from Speak Beastie? Oh, 7 years. Oh my god, guys, that's amazing. I'm so proud of you. And I've loved seeing how, what was, that was a, your weird muggle technology is making sounds. I have loved seeing how you guys have grown. And, you know, I am very powerful. I'm, like, super powerful. But I think you guys are, like, almost as powerful as me. Like, you've got some real, like, if muggles had power at all, you guys would, like, have it. You know what I mean? You know? Favorite moment. I mean, I really like all the call-outs, all the more muggle technology sounds. I just don't understand why they're making sounds. I have really loved all the shout-outs to me. Really, like, when you mention me and my super powerful wand, everybody loves it. Yeah, so thank you for letting me be on again. You know, it means a lot. I love spending time with you guys. But I have important work to do, so I'm going to go do that. But yeah, thanks.
Happy 7th anniversary, Speak Beastie. It's Anne. I'm so happy we made it to this momentous occasion and so proud of all the work our crew has put in to get us here. Ev shared this memory about episode 76, Allow Me to Be Frank, which featured James Payton as our guest. She says, I have re-listened to it multiple times. I actually find it very inspirational. It's a perfect listen for when I need to feel hope and shift perspective. And that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Ev. I think that my favorite memory is my first episode as a guest host, which was episode 27, Good Old Noodles, which was like in 2017? I can't believe, I think it was the first episode of 2017. That was like 5 years ago. That's wild to think about now. I'd been on a couple of podcasts previously, but I'd had a tough time with them because I was so used to listening to podcasts that when you're actually like in the room where it happens, you kind of forget that you're allowed to talk too. Like, you're just so used to listening to the other hosts talk and their banter that it almost doesn't occur to you, oh, hey, I can interject. I get to talk too. But when I was recording with Ariel and Shannon and Lizzie, it really just felt like I was hanging out with my friends, having a very naturally flowing conversation that we just happened to be recording and also just happened to be talking about Fantastic Beasts, which honestly, with those three, I probably would have been doing that anyway. So it really was just like we were just recording a conversation we were gonna have anyway. It, like I said, it just felt like I was hanging out with my friends. And now I get to call them my friends for real, which is such a blessing. It's so wonderful. I met so many amazing people through this podcast. My heart is so full. And I get to share it all with you all too. So thanks so much for sticking with us for 7 magical years. And here's to many, many more. Happy anniversary, Speak Beastie. I'm Anne.
I'm Amy.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Marjolaine.
I'm Lizzie.
I'm Catherine.
And I'm Shannon.
Case closed.